This is a people like our culture, except even more so. They were not only opposed to cannibalism, they had to make sure that when they ate an animal, the animal was not strangled, because the blood was not to be still in the meat. This whole thing of drinking blood was much more repulsive to them than it even is to us. And yet Jesus brought this message to them that offended them on every front, intellectually, spiritually, everything about it was offensive. He says, you have to eat my flesh, drink my blood, or you can't have anything to do with me. And the people are just, they're getting in conflict with each other. They don't know what to do. Even his followers, it says his disciples began to leave because this, he said, this is a hard saying. Who can understand this? And towards the end of this, Jesus makes a statement. He says, my words to you are spirit and they are life. Now, here's Jesus Christ is the Word of God made flesh. Now, when he talks, the Word becomes spirit. Now just think, the Word of God is made flesh, but now when he speaks, the Word is spirit, and that spirit gives life. So what is Jesus saying? At the end of this confusing message, he says, hey, by the way, my words are spirit and they are life. People go, what do you mean? That was an offensive sermon. We didn't like what we heard. And Jesus, at the end of it, turns to the 12 and he says, all right, guys, you're going to go too? You're going to follow the crowd that just left? And Peter hits another home run. He either blew it or he succeeded well. It was just one extreme or the other. And this was one of his home runs. Jesus says, you guys going to leave too? And Peter says, where are we going to go? You have the words of eternal life. Do you know what he's saying? He's saying, Jesus, we don't know what you just taught any more than the thousands that left. But what we do know is that whenever you talk, we come alive inside. The disciples were getting what Jesus intended, which was what? He could offend their minds and still feed their hearts.